And welcome back to WSHIT's Couples Corner, where we take listener questions about relationships and bring experts in to help navigate the ups and downs and the ins and outs of love. Mindy writes in, "My husband and I were married for 25 happy years, until last Tuesday when I found nude photographs of our nanny and uncovered an affair that's been going on for 4 years. I'm holding space for that, Mindy." She continues, "I sent the photographs around to the PTA email list. Now my husband's living in a Motel 6. I'm taking care of 4 small children. I think I'm about to get laid off from work, and divorce is right around the corner. Any advice?" Well, Mindy, we're really feeling this in our heart chakra. So we tapped into Source and put out a call to the light beings, and we were blessed with a response. Dr. Franella Lundenpop from the United Kingdom is an expert on holistic healing for couples and families. We dialed her up, told her your story, and here's the response she had for you.
Have you got your minge around the tree recently? Because I'm going to vouch for this. This is one of the most healing things that you can do. All you need, a tree and a minge. And we just need to stop a sort of very comfortable position there. Arms right round. Give it a big squeeze. Oh, I highly recommend it. Feeling shit? Minge on a tree. Feeling sad? Minge on a tree. Feeling happy? Minge on a goddamn tree. Serves so many purposes. I thoroughly, thoroughly recommend it. Get down to a forest now and get your goddamn minge on a tree.
Wow, such powerful and authentic advice. Mindy, ride a tree. Save a marriage. We'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of The Commercial Break,
Mick Jagger was the nicest guy you could have imagined. I mean, he really was. Generous to a fault.
Love that.
Nice as he could be. Talking to everybody, anybody that wanted to have a conversation, he stood for a minute.
Giving out gift cards to Mix.
Giving out gift cards to Mix, to Chrissy's version of Mix, which is Mick Jagger. 17 locations throughout the Atlanta area. It's franchise.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us. The other day, we were talking about Mix, which you mistakenly had thought that it was Mick Jagger's restaurant. It was not Mick Jagger's restaurant, but I can kind of see how you might have thought that. You got it all twinkle-twangled in your head. Though I did find a notable mention about Mick Jagger here in Atlanta, and that Mick spent quite a bit of time here in Atlanta. He, like, lived here for a period of time. He filmed a movie here.
Oh.
I can't remember the name of the movie, but it was like some sci-fi, futuristic sci-fi movie. What was that called? Night Run? Something like that. Anyway, he's the star of the movie. It's terrible. I've seen it, but it's filmed here in Atlanta. So for a period of time, Mick Jagger and Atlanta were kind of a thing,
co-mingling.
Right? We were co-mingling. But I got to thinking about Mix and that restaurant, and I got to looking back at pictures about that restaurant. And what I realized after we got done recording that episode was not only do I know Mix, not only had I been to Mix, not only did I remember the whole Mix situation, but I went there for homecoming.
Yes, it was like one of those kind of places.
Yes. You know, for years, you know, you get a little older, a little longer in the tooth, and memories sometimes become like cartoons. Mm-hmm. They're little snapshots. You remember certain things, but it's not crystal clear. Everything is not crystal clear. You'll learn this as you get older, kids. It's not all crystal clear, fun, chits, and giggles. It's almost like a dream-like thing that you're just remembering. And I remember,
especially like high school.
Oh, God, high school. That's like, that seems 10 lifetimes away. 10 lifetimes ago. But I remember calling the limousine company.
Yeah.
I remember picking up the White Pages, which the White Pages kids was an actual phone book where they had phone numbers listed for businesses and people. The Yellow Pages was for the businesses. The White Pages was for the people. So I picked up the Yellow Pages. And I looked up limousine, and I remember calling the limousines. I was in charge. I remember calling the limos, arranging the limousine, and then getting the limousine to pick us up. And me and the girl that I took to homecoming, Brooke, who I'm still friendly with to this day, beautiful young lady. We went to where?
Mix.
That's where we went.
I remembered it.
To Mix. Not only did we go to Mix for homecoming, but we went to Mix for a Sadie Hawkins dance my eighth grade year. So we went twice to Mix for that kind of event. And I am sure, looking back on it now, that we drove the wait staff absolutely bananas. For the Sadie Hawkins dance, I remember there was like 30 of us were there. And we all had our, you know, $20 in our pockets and we're making change.
Oh, yeah.
And I know.
It's separate checks.
God bless. The waiter or waitress has probably long since left this earth because I'm that old. But at this point, yeah, maybe they're in their 60s or 70s. I don't know. Who knows? But that was... Like, now I remember Mix. It was that type of place. It was like a...
It was like an elevated casual
is right. What it was. Elevated casual. But it was a thing here in Atlanta. You would go to Mix sometimes for special occasions. Mm-hmm. The teenagers loved to go there. It was like a place to go for prom, a homecoming, a dance. And it was quite the place. It was quite the comings and going.
I'm glad it's come back to you now.
So we were talking about this place, Mix, and then we were talking about Mick Jagger potentially owning Mix, which was not true. He did not own Mix, but I understand.
Maybe it was, that was my brain remembering things and the lore.
Yeah, that's it. Remember how I told you that memories become like cartoons, all swishy swashy mixed up in your head? Yeah, like Mick Jagger owned Mix. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mick did not own Mix because he probably has a financial advisor that advises him never to own a restaurant.
Exactly.
Unless you just want a place to drink and eat. You want a really expensive kitchen? Own a restaurant.
Right.
That's what they'll tell you. So I'm Googling and I'm looking at pictures of Mix, and it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back. It's coming back to me now.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la. Celine Dion as I'm crying in the studio listening to Celine Dion. Anyway. Tears streaming down my face with my headset on in my muumuu at night.
Your slippers.
Blue barking at me for treats. Dumb dog. I'm back to dumb dog because I'm like, well. By the way, update on Blue's health. I don't think the heart issue is anything to be immediately concerned about. So thank you for
those. She seems to be acting just fine.
She seems
normal.
To be acting just
not fine.
Yeah.
Not fine, but normal.
Yeah, normal. Not okay, but normal, which is absolutely crazy. So I'm Googling, and I'm looking back, and Mick Jagger Mix, Mick Jagger Atlanta, Mick Jagger, and bam, up comes the story. And this story I was loosely involved with. And here's the story. I'll tell it real quick. As we were talking about, have we ever interacted with celebrities here in Atlanta? I worked for a company, a SEO company. You too can get your SEOs. Don't you want to rank highly on the Googles?
Right, first page of Googles.
It's going to change your life. And actually, at that time, being on the first page of Google would change your life.
Yes.
That's back in the, you know, go Google days. I worked for this company that did SEO and like high-priced website design, you know, paying like $150,000 for a really nice website, which is insane to think about now. But I mean, there are people who pay $150,000 for a website, but there are people who have no idea how to build a website and they spend too much money. So here I am selling my SEOs and my pay-per-clicks in this old building in downtown Atlanta, across the street from what used to be the Fed Reserve building. And at that time was just like an old office building, empty office building. And imagine this old row of like this five-story building. And it's just an old building that has some of it has been renovated for like weird office space. Mm-hmm. We like literally had an old elevator shaft in the middle of our office. And if you walked in the wrong place, you would fall three stories.
My God.
It was crazy. And they were charging rent for this. It was like the windows were from 1922.
Oh, yeah,
so
no
you couldn't
insulation.
See anything out of it. Yeah, no insulation, freezing
just
cold.
Thin glass.
Thin glass, yeah. But we were in the hip, you know,
hip
Atlanta.
Vintage.
Right next door to the old Omni, Phillips Arena, which is like a wonderful place to be in this time. This is probably 2006 or 2007. And in this same row, on this same building, in this row of like, you know, stuff that's up and down this street across from this very large, what used to be Federal Reserve. There is an old hotel that I think was called the Magic Hotel or something along those lines. and it's still got its old promenade, like the board where, imagine you go to a movie theater, an old movie theater, and it says now
like
showing.
The Imperial or something?
The Imperial, yeah, yes. The Imperial. Yes, maybe that was what it was. It was a hotel at one time, a very like famous hotel where, I don't know, the go-go girls would go. You know what I'm saying? That kind of hotel. But it was infamous among some people and famous, and this big promenade that said Imperial, and then it had this board where you could put letters and stuff like that. It was old. It was abandoned. It was right next door to the entrance to where we had our office. And then there was like a shoe store, a cafe where they made terrible food. But it was the only place within 2 miles where you could get food.
That's all you could do.
Yeah. So cafe, then us, then the Imperial, then a shoe store, like an old man's shoe store.
Cobbler.
A true cobbler. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the street was like a hair place or something, like a barber or something like that. You'd have to park about a block and a half away, and then you'd walk. We had these parking passes. We could go into this particular lot, and then you would walk up the street and go. So one day we get a knock at the door, the office door. Landlord. Landlord gives us a piece of paper. He says, don't ask. I can't tell you. Just read the piece of paper. You'll know. And it says, starting tomorrow through whatever, let's say it's Wednesday, starting tomorrow through Friday, you will have to park in this parking lot. You will have to have your identification to get on the street, and the building will be locked down unless you absolutely need to go inside or outside. We will be filming. And I'm like, what the fuck is this all about? So we're like, who? Who are you filming? What's going on? What movie? This is long before Atlanta was like the movie capital.
Yeah, every other day I get that notice.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's just a common thing now. He won't tell us. He's not budging. He's not saying a word. He literally drops it off and he's out the door before we have a chance to really grill him. And so then all the tenants of this office, like these other tenants in the office, were all like getting together. We are Googling because that's what we do. You know, right, who's in town, what movie is filming, can't find anything else about it. But the only thing that we do find is that at the Georgia Dome, at the time the Georgia Dome, playing that weekend, this is the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm. But does this involve you smoking a cigarette?
What's that?
Does this involve you smoking a cigarette?
Smoking a cigarette and meeting Keith Richards.
Yes, I knew it.
Yeah,
okay.
You've heard this story. Uh-huh. Oh, you've heard all my stories, so I'm just sharing it with the audience now. You have to suffer twice through it, but they only have to suffer
once. That's okay. I like it again.
So, we can't imagine why the Rolling Stones, who haven't made a new album in years, why would they would be filming? Maybe, maybe not. We just assumed it was some movie that we didn't know about. We can't find information about. Next morning, come in. Street is closed off. Two cop cars on one side, two cop cars on the other side. Movie truck, big old trailers, like movie star trailers, are sitting in the middle of the street. They are putting contraptions on the Imperial Hotel, lighting a boom, like a big boom, a rain machine at the very top of the Imperial Hotel where they can spray rain down. Like all this stuff is going on, construction. But no one will tell us exactly what is going on. No one. And they said, the only thing that we could do is we made nice with one of the crew. And he said, listen, I really cannot say a word because it could cause a lot of trouble. He said, but just know this. You probably want to be into work early tomorrow, like 6 a.m. And I was like, 6 a.m.?
Oh, wow.
I go home. I tell my wife at the time, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's going to be there, but this is a big deal. Like, there's a lot of shit going down. They already have police officers and security, and there's not even anyone there. I get up at 5 a.m., which at that time was probably, I stayed up till 5 a.m. I went into work at 6 a.m.
Yes.
I parked the car a mile and a half away. I walked up, showed my badge, got in the door. And then about we were facing the opposite way, so we could not see. We didn't have any windows to see what was going on up front.
Oh, damn.
But one of the other guys that we knew did. So every 15 minutes, we would run in and check and see. But we just couldn't see anything going on. A lot of people mulling around. A lot of, like, construction guys going in and out of the Imperial Hotel. And then we saw it. We saw a black town car pull up. The cops parted ways, pulled up to one of the trailers, and out popped what we assumed was the back of the head of Mick Jagger.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, oh, no shit, it's Mick Jagger. Holy shit. So I run downstairs because I smoke cigarettes and I had to smoke a cigarette. And even though they told us not to go outside for any reason, how can they really keep us inside?
No, they can't.
The restaurant is still open down at the one corner, even though the road is blocked off. And the shoe store is still open, even though the road is blocked off. Everyone's still open because we all want a reason to be there while Mick Jagger is there. So I go downstairs and there's a bunch of people, you know, a bunch of folks from these buildings are kind of mulling around outside, you know, getting excited, staring, you know, we're all on the sidewalk. And up, I'm smoking this cigarette and up comes this very lovely human being, walks up and he says, hey man, can I borrow a smoke? And I said, yeah, okay, you know, borrow a smoke. He's got these passes that are dangling, but none of them really have to do with the Rolling Stones. But anyway, and so I'm smoking, a little uncomfortable. I don't know what to say to the guy. And I'm like, hey, are you with this whole thing? He says, yeah, I am. This is pretty exciting, huh? And I go, oh yeah, it really is exciting. He goes, but this is the first video I've been around. And I said, oh, cool. What do you do? And he says, I'm a guitar tech. And I go, oh, a guitar tech for who? And he goes, a guitar tech for Keith Richards. And I was like, holy shit.
Wow.
No fucking way. You're a guitar tech. You're the guitar tech for Keith Richards? And he goes, I am. And I go, is he here? Not now, but he's going to be here later. But, you know, I didn't have anything to do. We're here playing. So I just thought I'd come by and check it out.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I might need to like pretend to tune a guitar later or something. And I go, what are they doing? Filming a video for their new latest song. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. And he goes, yeah, we're taking over the hotel. It's like a whole rain thing, an empty building kind of thing. And I was like, that's incredible. He goes, yeah. So we talked for a few minutes. Other people are kind of crowding around us because now he's got the attention of everybody.
Right. He's in the know.
Exactly. So we talked for like 5 minutes and then he scoots on off. Now listen to this. So I go down to the cafe. I go to get like a burger, a wrap, or whatever. I'm like, I'm just really excited. I just want to walk around the street is what I want to do. I got to make myself look busy, right?
Right, you got to have a reason.
So I go down there completely empty. It's just a couple people from the building. It's usually has a lot of people in there because it's really one of the only places to eat around. And the food is terrible, but the people are really nice, you know, and it's at that time like $5 for lunch or whatever. And so I said to the old lady behind the counter, I said, that's going to suck. You closed for 3 days. Essentially, you can't get anybody else in here. She goes, oh, no. They paid me good money. They paid me really good money to close my store. She's like, I don't care. And they let me keep on feeding the people who are in here. And she goes, and who knows, maybe one of these guys will walk in and have it. I said, oh, that's great. So I get it. And as I'm walking back out, the most sharply dressed man I have ever seen in my entire life. We're talking like white linen suit with an ascot and hair and $1 million sunglasses and rings and jewelry and shoes that were shine. I could see my face in, is walking in. Uh-huh. And he's just like, he opens the door like this. He's like, you know, with the back of his hand, right? Like a proper gentleman
like a
does. Swoosh. Yeah, swings it open.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, excuse me. And he goes, darling, just, you know, if this shoe store at the end here sells shoes or makes shoes, what's the shoe store deal? And I go, I don't know. Actually, I've never been to the shoe store, but I'm sure it's...
You want to go together?
I'm sure it's great. Yeah, no, that's not what I said, but I go, I'm sure it's nice. It's been there for a long time.
Let's check it out.
And he goes, so much time to kill. That's what he said. He goes, so much time to kill. I wanted to stay, but I'm leaving out the door. What can I do? Just turn around and sit there and watch this? I look like I don't even know if the guy's famous, but he looks to be famous. Like, I think he must be famous.
He had the air.
He had the air of femininity. Mm-hmm. Femininity.
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 Mm-hmm.
So I go back out. Now I'm smoking another cigarette. Now I'm like killing myself double time with cigarettes because now I don't want to leave. Now I'm like, I'm caught up in the action.
Bad food, cigarettes.
Yes. Terrible food that I'm not eating. 15 cigarettes. It's not even 8:30 in the morning. I've got no work done. Zero work. My boss is pissed, but he understands, right? They don't smoke, but they're also like, you know, coming up and down the stairs and checking it out. So I'm standing there. Guy comes out, no food in hand, nothing, right? Comes out 5-10 minutes later, and he walks into the trailer, and he grabs Mick Jagger, and the two of them go down to the shoe store.
Okay.
I don't know what they do in the shoe store, but now there is a buzz in the air. Everyone is a buzzing about Mick Jagger and this guy flitting and flotting around town. So, hour later, you know, I go upstairs to pretend like I'm working for 15 minutes, go back downstairs to smoke my 15th cigarette of the hour. And old boy is back. Hey, guitar tech is back. And he's not smoking. He just wants to, he's shooting the shit. Hey, man, da-da-da-da, yada-yada, ba-da-ba. Okay, yeah. I go, who is that guy that's with Mick? He, like, he looks not, you know, he's really fancily dressed. He goes, oh, that's Mick's boy. And I go, like, boyfriend? He goes, no, don't get it mixed up. It's his boy. And I go, oh, okay, what does that mean? He goes, oh, the shopping, the restaurants, the... He takes care of the things. He does the things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
the things are, he does the things.
It's, the personal assistant.
Personal yeah. assistant. It's what do they call them? Like a professional concierge, mm-hmm. like a personal mm-hmm. concierge. I had never even heard that this was a thing.
A man in waiting.
A man in waiting. That's it. That's what I'm looking. That's the term I'm looking for. A man in waiting, like a guy like. Prince Charles has one of these, right? They just follow him around and fluff him up wherever he goes. Mm-hmm. You know, his hair's a mess. They do his hair. You know, sunglasses are dirty. He cleans it.
Of course, you have to have the in waiting.
Oh, my God. This was like, my eyes were open now. I wanted all of this. I was like, this is amazing. I want a man in waiting. I want a trailer. I want to rent a hotel for the day to do nothing, you know, have everybody stand around. It was just like being in this was so much excitement.
Yeah.
And Mick Jagger is so fucking famous that gravity bends when mm-hmm. he's around. I'm not even the biggest Rolling Stone fan in the world. I love the Rolling Stones, but I'm not the biggest Rolling Stones fan in the world. And there were only maybe 100 of us that were privy to even be on the street when this was going on, like general public. And everybody was taken with Mick. When he comes back out of the shoe store, he comes over and kindly chats with anybody who had something to say.
So nice.
It was amazing. We got to say hello. We got to talk. We got to blah, 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 blah.
I've seen that and heard that. He's really friendly. When they just were in town, you know, a couple of years ago, Mick was about town.
Yeah.
It was like at the Claremont Lounge and popping up here, there, everywhere, taking pictures.
The most amazing thing about this whole day that, by the way, went on for 2 days. Like this all went on for 2 days. Mick and Keith were there. I have a really crazy story about Keith Richards, but I don't know if I'm going to share it on air because I don't know if I should. But the craziest thing was that Mick goes and he records whatever he's doing, you know, blocking, camera blocking or whatever. This goes on for a couple of hours. And now it's like 7 o'clock at night and I'm still there. And my wife is wondering where I am, but the lights and the rain machine, it's all very exciting to me. And I've been hanging around now with this guitar tech. And the guitar tech says, if you want to go to the show, I got a couple tickets. Like, I can certainly get you a couple tickets if you want to go to the show. I'm thinking, this is amazing. When Mick comes out at one point, he's over there and he's talking, him and the boy and the guy, and they're talking to the guitar tech, and I'm standing close. And the guitar tech says, I think we're going to get him to come to the show. And Mick says, well, great. Well, treat him right then. Treat him right. Make sure he's sitting close. And he goes, yeah. Oh, the guitar tech goes,
will do.
Yeah. You mean like close, close? And he says, on stage close. And I was like,
yes.
On stage close.
Yes.
Because that's where the rich people sit, is on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Rich people don't sit out in the crowd. Not Brian Green. No, sorry, Bob.
You got to know somebody.
Yes.
To be side stage.
Wearing slacks that are three sizes too big with a huayabera and shoes from eighth grade.
Doc Martens.
I must have looked like such a bum. The way that I dressed back then was like a mishmash of craziness. It really was. It was total craziness. Mick Jagger was the nicest guy you could have imagined. I mean, he really was generous to a fault.
Love that.
Nice as he could be, talking to everybody anybody that wanted to have a conversation. He stood for a minute,
giving out gift cards to Mix
to Chrissy's version of Mix, which is Mick Jagger's. 17 locations throughout the Atlanta area. It's franchise. And who knows? Maybe Mick will show up. I just had to tell this story because it when you said Mick Jagger, It's the story slipped my mind, but it's the most obvious story to tell that Mick Jagger really is very, very nice.
Did you go to the show?
I did. I went to the show.
They put on a great show.
And I sat on stage.
Nice.
Yeah. I sat literally in a metal chair on stage, side stage.
It doesn't get better than that.
It does not get better than that. And Keith Richards was nice enough to give me a high five on the way out the door. And what more could you ask for? I didn't really.
A pack of cigarettes.
A pack of cigarettes.
It worked.
The best thing about that's it. That's all you needed. Smoking cigarettes has its benefits, kids. It really does. Because every musician probably smokes cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing about all of this, the funniest thing about all of this, the best thing about all of this is not actually the Rolling Stones. But do you remember that band that sang the song? Little Miss, Little Miss, Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
Of course. Geez.
Remember that? What was the
earworm.
Name of that?
Gonna
be the baby.
Dang, it's on the tip of my tongue. We were just talking about them.
Oh, we were just.
I think the other
little
day.
Little Miss, Little Miss, Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. God, Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors.
The best part about this was, is that the guitar tech was like good friends with the Spin Doctors who also happened to be in town. And I went to the Spin Doctors concert. And let me tell you something. While the Rolling Stones were great, the Spin Doctors are where the party is at.
Oh, yeah.
That guy is crazy.
Really?
That dude is crazy. I don't even know if I should tell that. I mean, that story is insane, but the Spin Doctors know how to party. That's all I got to say. The Rolling Stones, you're probably likely not going to get to party with them.
No.
But Spin Doctors, anybody, it's all
fair
game.
All welcome.
Yeah, when you're a one-hit wonder and your days have long since passed and you're just hoping to sell tickets. Share the drugs. That's all I got to say. Share the drugs. All right. Hey, listen, we might talk to some listeners. Let's see if we can get them on the phone.
Ooh,
I see the phone is ringing. So let's do this. Let's take a break. And when we get back, maybe we'll talk to somebody.
We'll
be back.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
Yeah, that's a hard one to get out of your head there.
Yes, thanks for getting that in my
that's
head.
That's a hard one to get out of your head. Little Miss, Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. That was an interesting song, and it was an earworm.
Worm, yes.
That just went, like, you know, 1990s viral, mm-hmm. which meant that they played it every 15 fucking minutes on the radio. It didn't stop. The Spin Doctors were everywhere. And for the life of me, cannot remember another song that they sang. Not one song that they sang. But this whole conversation reminds me that I wanted to share something with you. See if there's another song. That the
Spin
Doctors,
what I was just going to look up. And there probably was at least one more.
Well, yeah, all one-hit wonders have that other song, yeah. right? The other song that almost was as famous because gravity kind of pulled them along with it, right? So it's like, I don't know. It's just one of those things. Okay, hold on.
Pocket Full of Kryptonite.
Pocket Full of Kryptonite. No, it's the same song.
Pocket Full of Kryptonite was the name of the album.
Okay.
Got Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. Cleopatra's Cat. Maybe there
were. Cleopatra's Cat.
Maybe there were.
Cleopatra's Cat? Okay. All right.
Those are their top songs.
Cleopatra's Cat. That's so good. I didn't realize how terrible they were.
That was on their follow-up album of Turn It Upside Down.
Like, most of our audience has no idea what we're talking about here.
Well, yeah, Pocket Full of Kryptonite came out in 91.
Oh, geez, so, it was a lot.
Yeah, that's older than I thought it was.
Oh, Two Princes.
Two Princes.
Two Princes Can't Ignore.
Oh, yeah. Is that If You want to call me baby.
Just go ahead now.
That's Two Princes. Which, okay, well, that one was probably was about good. As famous.
579 million streams of that song on Spotify. They have 4.1 million monthly listeners. Maybe the Spin Doctors were the hit I didn't think they were. Spin Doctors good and I just missed it? I mean, I went to their concert. Now, granted, I was pretty drunk, but 60 million on Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
Oh, and you know what? God, everything goes back to John Popper.
Listen, oh, I remember this one too. Okay. What?
Everything goes back to John Popper with us, doesn't it?
Yes. It all goes back to Popper. Yeah.
Because they were also known as the trucking company until John Popper's departure. So he was
John Popper was a part of the Spin Doctors?
Yes.
Where the fuck did I fall off the turnip truck? Well, you can't have two like lead sing. You can't have a guy with great songs like Cleopatra's Cat and John Popper in the same band. That's too much talent in one band.
Yeah.
That'd be like having
John Popper was part of it.
John Popper. Mm-hmm. Was he their first lead singer or something?
Yeah, well, it says they were known as the Trucking Company. That was the name of the band.
The Trucking Company.
Before John left.
Well, I would say that in both cases, they made a smart decision. Yes. Because the Spin Doctors and Blues Traveler is infinitely better than the Trucking Company. Where are you going tonight? I'm going to see the Trucking Company. Okay. Where are you going to see them? Open mic. That's where. That's the difference. Okay. I remember this song, too. And that's called Jimmy Olsen's Blues.
I'm
just going down the list here to see if we can. No, don't remember that one.
Play Cleopatra's Cat.
Well, I let me see. Cleopatra's Cat. Wow, they've been making out. Oh, they just put out an album. Face Full of Cake. Okay. All right. Not strong in the naming department, but okay. I did see them for free, so I guess there's that. I can't even find Cleopatra Cat here. Maybe they changed the name. Maybe they just decided, nope, not on that. No, literally can't find Cleopatra's Cat. Spin Doctors from the Road, 1994. Pocket Full of Kryptonite.
Right, that was the name of the album.
Oh, you want to play this Cleopatra's Cat?
The song.
Oh,
here
the
it is.
Song. Okay, here.
Song by Spin Doctors.
Okay. Was it on Cleopatra? Was it on Pocket Full of Kryptonite?
No.
Home Belly Groove. Oh, okay, hold on one second. Cleo.
The lyrics are interesting.
I'm sure they are. Okay, Cleopatra's Cat. Here we go. Okay.
Cleopatra's Feet Cat.
Okay, that was enough of that. All right. That was not Two Princes. We
that
can all admit
more
that's not Two Princes.
Side, yes. You know, they took it down.
Yeah, they had to take it down. That guy, you can't run like that. That's like you can't go 180 miles per hour all day long. That guy is crazy. I mean, I saw him 15 years after their one. I mean, they didn't. Okay, so they had two or three songs that you remember, but I saw them 15 years after that, and that guy was still bouncing around like he was 12 years old.
Yeah,
it was insane. And Blues Traveler, we got to give it to Blues Traveler about something. They had infinitely more listenable songs than Spin Doctors that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
But with 4.1 million listeners a month,
they're still doing something right.
They're still doing something right. Let's see what Blues Traveler has here. Hold on, Blues Traveler. Has, no, not the playlist. I want to see the artist. Are you ready for this? In a great injustice of, one of the injustices of our time, Blues Traveler only has 2.3 million listeners a month, while Spin Doctors have 4.1.
Wow.
That's crazy. Run Around only has 161 million streams. While Two Princes has 563 million. How is that possible? What are you people thinking?
I don't know. It needs to, we need to put it in a TikTok.
Listen,
get it back out there.
Let's think about another band of that time that was very similar maybe not similar. They were really quite unlike anything I had ever heard before at the time, but I burned out the album, as did everybody that I knew. Rusted Root.
Oh,
you remember?
Yes.
Rusted Root? Okay.
Yeah, what was the name of that album? So Tonight I Might See or something like that?
Yeah, Send Me On My Way.
Send me on my way.
I don't want to hold my little hand.
Oh my God. We're really reliving our 90s.
Rusted Root has 3.2 million. God damn, what happened to you people? Spotify fucked the whole thing up for everybody. That's all I gotta say. But Send Me On My Way, rightfully, has 529
that was
million.
Everywhere, too. God.
Still everywhere. It's on commercials now.
It is. Yeah.
I see it. Rusted Root's Send Me On My Way is coming back in fashion, as all things do. Pretty soon, we're all going to be hearing Two Princes again, also. We're going to be walking in that retirement home, and Two Princes, Send Me On My Way.
Send Me On My Way makes sense.
That's right. And Black from Pearl Jam is going to be playing.
Alice in Chains.
Time. Alice in Chains. If there's any justice in the world, Alice in Chains. If not, it's going to be Cleopatra's Cat. Unbelievable. Cleopatra's Cat. What are we thinking? That's a terrible name for a song. It's a terrible subject for a song. You don't do Cleopatra's Cat. Cleopatra. You talk about Cleopatra. No one cared about her cat. But very briefly, what I did want to talk about while we're talking about music, since we've wasted 20 minutes on Spin Doctors, my fault.
Everybody go listen to Blues Traveler and get those monthly.
Yeah, get those monthly things up. Mm-hmm. Let's give Blues Traveler the time of day that they deserve, because Blues Traveler, honestly, and if you've ever seen Blues Traveler live, then you know Blues Traveler is one of the great live rock and roll bands.
They really are. They were part of that first, like, Horde
tour. Yeah, Horde tour. Yeah. I think they helped put it on.
Lollapalooza, maybe? Even
they were in Lollapalooza. I saw them at Lollapalooza. They did Horde, which was short-lived, but very good. It was kind of more... I think Rusted Root also did the Horde Festival. Those like early baby festivals that now have turned into these, mega monolith... Mm-hmm. Huge festivals, like all those little seedlings were planted really in the 90s, like all trying to be the next Woodstock, but a stampable, outable version of Woodstock, a little more contained, a little more, okay, let's put some good bands together. Let's have a day, maybe two, when we go out there, or three in the case of Lollapalooza, where we go out there, we play for a couple of days. And I think the first Lollapalooza was one day. I think it was one day, and I think it was like 20 bands in one day, starting at noon, ending at midnight, kind of thing.
I went to it one year. I was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Against the Machine was there. I love Rage Against the
Machine. They also had one about the Tibetan... the Tibetan Buddha.
Yeah,
remember that one?
Tibet.
Beastie Boys, Widespread Panic. It was like a bunch of bands that played from that. But you think about those early, quote unquote festivals, which was not like camping. It was just like you'd show up at the place, you'd see a whole day of music. Those were all fucking fantastic. And now they've turned into these huge events where you spend $1 million. And, we've talked about it. I don't need to beat it up. But one of the things I did want to talk about while we were on music is Henry Hall. Do you remember Henry Hall?
Yes.
Sharp-eared commercial break listeners will remember that I was a fan of a show called Friday Night Dinner. A Friday Night Dinner was a show from the UK about Friday Night Dinner, the traditional dinner before the Sabbath that Jewish people have. It was a comedy show. It was on for like four or five seasons. It is a beloved comedy show in the UK. It is hilarious. I don't know where you can see it right now. They might have one season on Amazon. It's weird. The licensing rights are all over the place with this show, so it's really hard to find. But they did a US version of this, and we had Henry Hall, who was one of the guys who was on that show. And that US version is called Dinner with the Parents, and it is also very funny. We had Henry and another co-star of his on the show. Henry told us at the time that he was doing music. He was going to put out an album.
He's Julia Louis-Dreyfus's son.
That's yes. Right. And he was going to put out an album and check it out, and maybe I'll come back when it, you know, when I put the album out or whatever.
He was talking about that.
You know, it was so long ago. I didn't think much of it. And not that I was like being dismissive of Henry, but I just didn't think much of it until the other night when I was scrolling on YouTube and I saw Henry playing one of his songs in like kind of an artsy video at a studio, like one of his songs from the album. He went into his studio, a director and some other musicians got together and they did the kind of this artsy live version of a song called Loose, and Loose, L-U-C-E. And the song blew my fucking mind. I was
it's
like,
really
holy
good. You played it for me.
Shit. Now, I contacted Henry and I said, wow, dude, really fucking good. Can I play this on the commercial break? And he said, have at it. I'd love that. You know, if you guys want to play it and get it some attention, right? That'd be great. So let's do this. Let's take a break. And when we get back, I'll play Loose for you, the live version of Loose. And hopefully you enjoy it. All right, we'll be back.
You'll make this rather snappy, won't you? I have some very heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Hi, cats and kittens. Rachel here. Do you ever get the urge to speak endlessly into the void, like Brian? Well, I've got just the place for you to do that. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Feel free to call and yell all you want. Tell Brian I need a raise. Compliment Chrissy's innate ability to put up with all his shenanigans. Or tell us a little story. The juicier, the better, by the way. We'd love to hear your voice, because Lord knows we're done listening to ourselves. Also, give us a follow on your favorite socials. At The Commercial Break on Insta, TCB Podcast on TikTok. And for those of you who like to watch... oh, that came out wrong. We put all the episodes out on video. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. And TCBPodcast.com for all the info on the show. Your free sticker, or just to see how pretty we look. Okay, I gotta go now. I've got a date with my dog. No, seriously, Axel needs food. Today is pork chop day.
Okay, Henry Hall, former guest of The Commercial Break on the Amazon Freevee show called Dinner with the Parents. So you can check that out if you want to. But I told Henry, I said, listen, you're also a talented actor, but I'll be onto something with this music. And I've went and listened to some of the other songs that he has out there, and some of them are good. I think this is the best. This is my favorite one. This is like my personal favorite. But now listen to this song. I'm going to play it probably in its entirety, just so you get the vibe. This is him playing guitar also. So keep that in mind. There's only one guitar in this, and it's him playing the guitar. And then maybe I will share the link on the show notes so you can watch it yourself. I don't want to put it on the YouTube video. Let's give him credit for the view. Okay, here we go. Let's see if I'm doing this right.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
I saw you in a dream, introducing to me your parents. I hugged them, they said, oh, he's a hugger. Don't you worry about them, you're still more than just my friend. And to prove it already, you call me their special name. How you get to call me Luce? Short for Lucy, yeah.
Short for Lucy, yeah.
You still fucking got heartless. And to prove it all, then you call me that special name. Oh, you can't call me loose. Show it back.
Really good.
Yeah.
I mean, really fucking good. I'm trying to pin it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Pixies-ish, maybe a little bit.
I guess a little Pixies in there.
A little, I don't know. It kind of reminds me of like late 90s alt rock a little bit. Kind of like that dissident. It's melodic. It's got a groove to it. His voice is falsetto and incredible, and that guitar playing is like, it's a little Dinosaur Jr.-ish, if I'm being honest. Loved it.
It is a really good song.
I must have watched this thing 20 fucking times one night. Like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
I woke up to go to the bathroom, and of course I bring my phone, you know, because I can't pee for 5 seconds without having my phone with me. And all it just pops up on my YouTube, and I'm like, oh, what's that? Is that Henry? Oh my God, look at Henry. Oh, there's, you know, a nice video there. And 2 hours later, I'm still playing it over and over again. And my kid was in the bed with me. And at one point, he's like, Dad, what's that song? And I'm like, don't you worry about it. This is the next Rolling Stones here, kid. Henry Hall. Look at that. He's so good. Henry Hall, Loose is the song. Go check it out. It's on YouTube. I'll put a link in the video. We are not being sponsored by this. I just honestly really loved this song. And one of the things that Chrissy and I think, are both attached to in a lot of ways. And part of the reason why I believe our friendship has endured so long is our love of music and good music at that. And if you don't like that song, you're crazy, is good music. The problem with podcasts is because of the disparate nature of the RSS feed, the licensing in order to play music that I don't pay royalties to, like our intro and our outro songs, the stuff we put in commercials, I license that music. And you'll notice that that's not a Rusted Root song. I'm not licensing Rusted Root songs because that's an immense amount of money. Those people deserve to get paid when you hear their songs, as do the artists for our intros and outros. And so we license it every season. We relicense it. But getting a license to play, like, you know, ASCAP music.
Right. Is expensive.
And for the amount of downloads that we get and the amount of people that listen to us, all 7 people, it would literally cost a dollar a person. And I don't make that back. So we don't play copyrighted music.
Yeah, otherwise we would. We would play a lot more music on here.
It's the reason why the one place, the one niche, the one thing in the podcast universe, the podcast landscape that you will not find is a lot of music podcasts because they don't have the license to play it. And they'll get shut down real quick. Spotify won't allow it. You'll get, as a matter of fact, ASCAP and BMI are on a tear right now. They're on a tear because they're pissed at Spotify for allowing, you know, certain things to happen on the platform that they don't think. So what they're doing is they are trying to legally threaten individual podcasters for playing clips of copyrighted music. They're sending them cease and desists and fines and notices and all this for like a podcaster that gets like 300 downloads. And they're sending in these big threatening letters from big threatening law firms. Kind of a shitty thing to do. But I get it. You got to like protect the rights, right?
Yeah.
And so just to be clear, I had permission from Henry to play that. And I imagine he's the rights holder on that song. At least I hope so. I hope I don't get a cease and desist from Henry's attorney. Henry's like, sure, play it. I'll send you the bill.
Go for it.
Go for it. But one of the things I'd love to do in the future as we kind of negotiate these things with our network and stuff is play you music that we like. So hopefully it can turn you on to something or just show you how terrible my taste in music is. One of the two. 33P I could play all day long because ASCAP don't own no rights on that, bitch. No siree, Bob. I never let ASCAP get their hands on my songwriting credits.
Stay true to yourself.
I did. I never
sold out.
That's right. It's why I didn't play that Rolling Stones song while I was telling that story. You can find the video online.
I know. I want to watch that video again now.
I'll show it to you. I forgot the name of the song, but it's pretty easy to find because it's Mick Jagger dancing in a rain-filled hotel.
Right. I remember the video. But.
Yeah. It was like their first video in years. I mean, years and years. And it was a famous director, too, which I didn't know at the time, but I've learned since. The director's pretty famous also. All right. The 12 Hours of TCB is almost upon us, right around the corner, just a few weeks from now. So do yourself a favor. Mark it down on your calendar. 12 episodes of The Commercial Break, including celebrity guests, all to raise awareness about mental health, including our own. And to celebrate 5 years of TCB, we'll be talking about the 5 years, the 6 seasons, some of the things that we have enjoyed, some of the things we haven't liked. We'll be taking phone calls, all kind of crazy stuff on that day, as well as showing you the recording process live on YouTube and probably Twitch. So stay tuned for that information Saturday, May 31st, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Because I do have to say that we probably have listeners outside of the Eastern Standard. 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. If you want to be America's next mediocre podcaster, let us know, because we're going to run a contest after the 12 hours of TCB. We're going to run a contest. You can come on air. You can tell us all about it. And I've got some ideas around that. More information to come, but let us know. Put your name in the hat now. Literally tens of people have already contacted. Tens of people.
I mean, our reach is strong.
Strong. Thick and long. What we lack in length and size, we make up for in girth. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break for all the episodes on video the same day they air here on the audio. Go follow us on Instagram. Please do that. Please follow us on Instagram. TCBpodcast.com, all the audio, all the video, and your free swag at the Contact Us button. I want my free sticker. Give us your address. We'll send you something. Merch drop, May 31st, 12 hours of TCB. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for now.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to
and
you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Yeah.